Driving License. Narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Count to 100 by Leah Neimarker.
May I?
Sarah thought for a second, then stood up and followed the older man onto the dance floor. She couldn't help but notice the looks from her friends when he immediately pushed his body up against hers and started pulling on the hem of her skirt with his small fat hand. Their faces were absolutely baffled that Sarah didn't immediately hit the no button as soon as the old git got anywhere close to their table. The grip around her tightened, and after a little while, one of his hands started to circumnavigate her back until it located one of the soft mounds of this new unexplored territory, a young woman's firm, soft breast. He felt an unexpected joy when the small rosebud in the middle immediately stiffened and stroked it slowly with his middle finger. He felt almost lyrical when the girl didn't immediately pull away from his body and his groping hands. Usually, they've pulled away in anger at this point. At least, that's what happens in 99 out of 100 cases. He also knows that 1 in 100 cases, the girl doesn't move away. Hans-Erik Glantz, 49 years old, is at this point not unaware of his tendency to grope young, to put it mildly, women. To be completely honest, it's more of a hobby that he cultivates with increasing vigour as the years go by. That's why he knows there are some rare, gorgeous exceptions that have a tendency to like old dogs like Hans-Erik Glantz. "And what's your name then?" he whispers, with hot, moist lips, right up in the girl's pretty flower of an ear. He makes his voice as soft as the softest silk in order not to scare her off, while he also feels the pulse of expectation thudding away in his trousers. "Sarah?" the little treasure says, not letting the member growing against her stomach put her off, of course. "What's your name?" "Glantz," he whispers excitedly. "Hans-Erik Glantz." He has to constrain himself to keep his voice from shaking. "And how old are you?"
19. "And you?"
Is he imagining it? Or is the girl trying to hide a giggle?
"I don't think we should talk about that," he says, and puts both of his hands on her bum.
"Oh no," she says, no longer able to contain her laughter. "I told you how old I am, and now it's your turn." He has his doubts.
"You'll have to promise you'll dance with me for 4 more songs first."
"Of course," Sarah laughs again. Inside, though, she's worried about what's about to happen. She wonders in despair what is making her voluntarily dance again and again with this icky old man who isn't even half trying to hide his intentions.